everybody, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
It's the only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Orion.
Yes.
Do you know what today is?
Yeah, it's Friday.
No, the date.
Oh, yeah, it's the 1st.
Of July.
Yeah.
Very soon it will be the 2nd of July, which will leave us only 2 days away from the 4th of July.
Oh, the 4th of July.
The day of our independence, Orion. Mm-hmm. The day we rose up against our oppressors and said, hey,
fuck off.
Do you mind if we give the whole subjugation, empire building thing a shot for a while?
Yeah.
It looks like fun.
Yeah.
The day Will Smith and Brundlefly jacked an alien spaceship and took down a whole fleet with a Windows 95-based computer virus, Orion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But most importantly of all, the 4th of July is about blowing shit up.
Yeah.
Throughout the entirety of human history, we've been fascinated with shiny, sparkly things. Gold, diamonds, lipstick lesbians smothered in baby oil. Somewhere along the way, at least in America, that fascination turned to explosives. The bigger, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, Orion.
Bring it.
The only reason anyone was upset about 9/11 was because the assholes decided to do it in broad daylight. Everybody knows explosions look cooler in the dark.
Oh, no.
If they'd done it at night, there would have been nothing but oohs and ahs. But they fucked up.
Yeah. That was a big one.
Yep. We would have loved it. We would have applauded.
Yeah.
We would have been like, yeah. It would have been like a scene out of Independence Day where we all gather together and throw our fist in the air and celebrate our humanity. But instead,
it was a terrorist attack. It was an act of terrorism.
Then that's why you blow shit up in the dark. Speaking of blowing shit up in the dark, fireworks, that's the tradition.
Yeah.
Are you planning on seeing any fireworks this year?
I thought about it, but yeah. I'm just not up for making the commute to wherever the fuck to wait and be amongst idiots. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so not, probably not.
I'm not going to either. And I haven't in several years, despite what I just said about blowing shit up.
But it's so cool. It's so fun.
It's not, though. I mean, it used to be. When I was a kid, it was my favorite thing in the world. You know, every year we'd go out and see fireworks. I'd get really disappointed if for some reason it looked like we weren't going to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents were going to be busy or it was going to rain or something.
Yeah.
I'd be really upset. These days, I just don't give a shit. Yeah. I haven't been in several years now. coffee, cough, cough, cough. And I was thinking about this. You know, you've got a baby on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a few years where it won't really matter, but at some point, if you don't want to be the world's shittiest dad, you're going to have to start going again. You're going to have to start taking that kid out to see the big public firework displays.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're the worst dad in the
world. He's going to go to school. What are you talking about? What are fireworks?
The dad who beats his children but still takes them to see fireworks on 4th of July will be better than you if you don't take your kid to see fireworks on the 4th of July.
Oh, man.
That's just the way it works. I think the reason it's so fascinating to kids is just because it's new to them still. You know, everything's new to them.
Yeah.
But I've seen it so many times and it's not exactly the same thing every year, but it might as well be.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a bunch of sparkles in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
They never, like, I think when I was a kid, I thought they could do more with them because I'd see like cartoons and stuff where they'd blow up and there'd be like Wile E. Coyote's face in the sky.
Yeah.
And I had seen them do like hearts and stars and I was like, clearly they can do shapes.
Yeah.
It's only going to get better as I get older. And it never did.
Never.
Never did.
Yeah. Jesus. As a kid, I used to like doing the fireworks, you know, at home. Like we'd drive over state borders because here in Michigan, anything that blows up or launches into the sky, you know, the cool shit.
Uh-huh.
It's illegal. So
yeah.
The ritual, you drive down to Indiana, buy some cool shit, come back and blow shit up. But I was always like, you know, that's cool, but nothing really blew up, you know, nothing caught fire. And I think that's why I'm not as interested as I grow up. Cause it's like NASCAR. Nobody really likes it. They're just waiting for that crash and burn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to push the limit. I want to hold that M80 in my hand as long as I can and then throw it. Oh, my hand didn't blow up.
I never had that desire. But in my family as a kid, we rarely ever had anything good. We had sparklers.
Yeah.
And those shitty snakes. Like, I actually kind of liked the shitty snakes because it was kind of cool to watch. But, you know,
that
only lasts so long. Yeah.
Jesus.
And the poppers, those were kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I only recently, like within the last couple of years, learned how terrifying they can be, though, in the wrong hands. You know, we gave some to Aldi. And
yeah.
Holy shit.
chasing me around.
Yeah, she's giving you welts all over because she was throwing them at you.
Yeah.
Not at the not at the ground near you, not at a wall, at you. With the shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we never had anything cool when I was a kid. Like maybe once or twice, my dad got some from a friend or something, like some bottle rockets, but we never had anything cool. And I envied the kids whose parents were cool enough to go get some. But then there was that weird store that popped up. It was almost like a magical store that, like, you know, it pops up once a year or something. There was this weird fireworks store in basically in our hometown. It was just right outside that sold all the illegal fireworks. Yeah. And it was a building. It wasn't like a tent that showed up. You know, it was a building that was there all the time. And we went in and we were like, we know these are illegal here. These, this is weird. This camp, is this a sting operation? We bought a bunch of fireworks and I still have a bunch of them.
Oh my God.
And I don't know that much about explosives. I remember watching Lost and they were talking about how TNT after a while starts to like leak out something, nitroglycerin or something. Oh, so it's really volatile.
Yeah.
And if you like throw it or something, you a guy did, he like shook it and then he blew up.
Oh Jesus.
And so I worry a little bit about this giant box of fireworks that I have. They're all in my storage unit right now, but Jesus, I'm going to open the door one day and explode.
Oh no. The best fireworks ever were always those like launch tubes that you put like, I would pretend was a grenade when I was a kid. Like the big...
mortars?
Like the mortars, yes, yes. They were the coolest. But you go to fireworks shows and they shoot them up in the sky. It's like, okay, that's cool, but point it at something.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Like the ones that would shoot up kind of low and blow up early. I was like, oh, that was close, man.
The most fun I ever had with fireworks was the year we went to that magical fireworks store, bought a bunch of illegal bottle rockets, the little ones, the Saturn moon missiles or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go around different places and shoot them, you know, horizontally out of a Pepsi bottle or whatever.
Yep.
That was the most fun I've ever had with fireworks. Because, of course, you could shoot them up in the air and watch them pop, but that's boring. Shoot them at something. Point it somewhere. Yep. We would go to the high school football field in the middle of the night, break in and sit on the bleachers and fire them across.
I remember that.
And they wouldn't make it. I don't know if we ever did, but we should have gone on opposite bleachers.
Yeah, and shot each
and
other.
And shot them at each other, because they would have blown up in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, and the water dynamite.
Oh,
that's what it was called. I don't know what it actually is. They're like little firecrackers, but they're waterproof.
I bring those up to people and they're like, what? Like a firecracker? And I'm like, no, this is better.
I've never seen them or heard of them before or since, but we got them at that store and they were fireproof or waterproof firecrackers. And we took them to some pond in a park in the middle of the night. And we were throwing them in and it was really cool to watch and kind of cool to hear because they'd float to the bottom and then they'd go boom.
Yep.
It'd just be like a little sound like that, but you could see this big flash, like an explosion, and then bubbles would come up.
Like a depth charge.
Yeah, exactly. Like a depth charge. But then at least one time, a fish floated up to the top. It turned out we hadn't killed it. We'd only stunned it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember if we stopped after that or if we kept going.
Yeah. Mm, that looks yummy.
But that was maybe the second most fun I ever had with fireworks. Something about that. Like the effect, it wasn't just a firecracker going off. It was like a depth charge, like you said. It was really neat. But other than fireworks, do you give a shit about our Independence Day?
Not really.
I feel like we must have talked about this in the past because this isn't our first Independence Day since we started podcasting. But yeah, I just don't give a fuck for the most part.
My favorite celebrity could die or would die and, you know, a week later, I don't give a shit anymore. So... too much time. Well,
I'm glad it happened, you know.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Right, we wouldn't be here. We literally wouldn't be here. Not like we would be here, but this would be England. We just wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't,
But even if we were here, like, I don't know. I have no problems with England, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Fuck no.
Not that it'd be a ton worse than here. I just wouldn't. I don't know, man. I think they should thank us, though.
Yeah.
Because... Well, I mean, think about all the things we wouldn't have if America wasn't here. American sitcoms, Full House, Family Matters.
So much better than the UK.
Have you ever seen a British sitcom?
Yes.
I'm a fan of Doctor Who, but those sitcoms can go fuck themselves. to be fair, I haven't seen a recent British sitcom. Maybe they're okay. Does the IT Crowd count as a sitcom?
The IT Crowd?
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I don't know.
You don't know what the word smitten means. I can't expect you to know any British television.
IT Crowd.
I'm surprised you knew what Doctor Who was. Yeah. I think the only reason you did was because people would talk about it on Facebook. And because your dad, I guess, taped it back in the day. You know what's funny? I wonder if part of our desperation for independence maybe had to do with the Whigs.
Yeah.
We didn't get rid of them right away. I'm sure a lot of people were, you know, not ready to get rid of them. But Britain still has them.
Yeah.
And we don't anymore. We're tired of those powdered wigs. Yep. How did that ever even start? I really don't know. I'm sure there is an explanation. My best guess would be that, you know, back then life expectancies were shorter. So if you had actual white hair, you had made it to a very respectable, wise old age.
Yeah.
And so people would wear white wigs to sort of fake that.
That's a good theory.
Like a status symbol.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird. It just doesn't go away like sagging hair with the gangsters. It just doesn't die out.
Like
just,
maybe only wealthy people were able to live long enough, you know, because they weren't drinking their own shit water.
Yep.
And so they were the only ones able to, so it's a status symbol, I guess, maybe. Yeah. Kind of like how back in the day, I guess, only rich people were fat, so being fat was actually sort of desirable.
Yep. I want to be fat.
Yeah. I don't know.
I picture, we're going to start a revolution. We're going
to... Fuck these wigs, man. Jesus Christ.
Aren't those fucking stupid?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
but then they
happened.
Had to keep them around for a while just to make everybody comfortable.
Yep.
Like, people didn't know that's why we declared our independence.
Yeah.
How long ago did Britain have slaves?
God, I don't know.
Did they still have slaves around the time of the American Revolution? I know they got rid of them a long time before we did.
I don't know, man.
I don't think they were ever as dependent on them as we were either. Like, we had the giant tobacco plantations and cotton plantations and shit in the South, but they didn't have that kind of land. I don't think they were ever as dependent on slave labor as we were, at least not black slaves.
They weren't thinking hard enough. There's always shit to do that you could put slaves to work for. Man.
Mm. I could use a slave.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Or two.
Like, they don't have to be black.
Just clean my
racist.
Room. Just clean my room.
Yeah, just clean the room.
Yeah. And go out and do things for me. You know? So I don't have to leave the house.
Go make money for me.
I'm so sick of leaving the fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go out, you go make signs or whatever it is that I do, because I don't even know. And I'll stay here.
Oh, that brings up a good... I'm sick of getting out of the house lately. Because where I live, people in this area, I think people in general drive stupid. They're dumb.
Yeah.
But man, in my new area, it's bad. It's, there's so many like businesses and fast food joints and so many people using this main street that if you have like 30 feet between you and the car in front of you, people are going to be going like in between you guys. Just trying. They don't give a shit.
Sounds like New York.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You're going like 45, 50. They're like, ooh, I can do this. And you nearly die every time. I leave the house. I nearly die every time. Or nearly get in a severe accident. Because I'm going pretty fucking fast.
Nah.
It just sucks.
Maybe you need to slow down.
Yeah.
Are you going the speed limit or over?
Yeah, I'm going the speed limit. Mm. A little over.
A little over?
If I can, because there's so many goddamn people in this town that are all using this street to get wherever.
So you're mad at people for preventing you from speeding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, as long as we're being honest, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I get annoyed. Like, I haven't driven on the highway in a long time, but when I did, the speed limit is 70 miles per hour, and I would get really mad at people who are doing 70 miles per hour. Because even though the speed limit is 70, just about everybody does 80.
Nobody goes.
Everybody 70. Does 80.
Yeah.
And so if you are not doing 80, I am very annoyed.
Yeah. What are they doing? What are they afraid of? Oh, that's a little too fast for me.
It's
not that different.
If they're going 70, I really have no right to get mad at them. They're obeying the law. They're going as fast as they are legally able to. I'm the one being a jackass.
Pussies.
But then I would, of course, get extra mad at people who wanted to go over 80. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm already doing 10 over.
Yeah.
Go, what are you want to drive 90? Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah,
which is kind of funny because like I'm doing 10 over the speed limit. Yeah. 20 over blows my mind. But I would get, you've witnessed this, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done it in a long time. Even the last time I drove on the highway, I stopped doing it. But there was a period where I would drive on the highway, I'd be going 80, and I would get in the left lane because I'm passing everybody.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving in the left lane, which you're not supposed to do, apparently. You're supposed to, you know, pass in the left lane. But since I'm passing everybody, I just never got out of the left lane.
Yeah.
Then somebody would get on my ass in the left lane, and I would intentionally slow down. And if they got over into the right lane to try to pass me, like there was a space, I would speed up and I wouldn't let them. I pissed some people off, but it was definitely the wrong thing to do.
Oh,
but I would get really,
I hate you.
I would get really mad because I'm doing 80. What is your problem? Mm-hmm. Like, you have no reason. What are you, where could you possibly be going?
Yeah.
I don't care if you are dying. Like, just stop it.
Yeah. Scale that
but
down.
But it was definitely the wrong thing to do.
Oh, yeah. But scale that down to like a 45, you know, speed limit. And they're going 35. It's like, holy shit, you're crawling. Your vehicle is capable of going any speed you want. What is your worry? What is your fear?
Yeah, no, it is 45. Super. It's way worse off the highway on, like, you know, business roads and residential streets when somebody's going like 10, 20 under the speed limit. Jesus Christ. It's they might as well be walking.
Yeah.
And it's,
nobody behind me has places to go.
And especially if it's only a 2-lane road, you know, one lane going either way and you really can't pass.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I think it would be morally acceptable to shoot them.
Yeah.
Which is why we in America have the, what is it, the fourth, second amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Which amendment is it where you get
I think
guns?
It's the second.
The right to bears.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why we have that. Mm-hmm. So we can shoot slow people. I wish that's why we had that. Oh. I would shoot old people.
Oh, yeah.
just for the fuck of it. I sometimes fantasize about what it would be like to have a gun and to just not give a shit. And so, like, if somebody pisses me off, I just shoot them. Yeah. I don't warn them or anything. Yeah. I just pull it out and shoot them and then just keep on going.
Yeah. They're not screaming or anything. You just picture, like,
they wouldn't get a chance. Oh. I'd get them right in the head.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You can't scream without a brain.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Pick them off.
Yeah. Only, I would shoot them in the head. Like, I wouldn't shoot them as, like, a fuck you warning shoulder or something. No, I would. Or the leg. Yeah. No, in the head.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I was super pissed, I might go for the kneecaps, but eventually I'd go for the head. I wouldn't leave them that way.
Yeah.
You got to clean up your own messes.
Yeah.
You don't leave some guy crawling around on the ground. You shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't clean up my own mess. You know, I'd leave it for somebody to come by and pick up. There'd have to be some kind of like an ambulance, but not for live people.
Yeah.
You know, just to come by and pick up the dead when I was done with them.
Can you picture, like, morbidly obese people driving and you shoot them in the arms, so then they have, you know, they end up losing their arms and they have like, so they can't ride the little rascal scooters around because they have no arms. But if they had prosthetics, it'd still be really funny.
Then they'd just get one of those shitty scooters with the straw, you know, like Christopher Reeve had for a while.
Push it,
you just blow in the fucking straw and it goes.
Yeah,
I wonder about that. Like, how sometimes I wonder about is it quadriplegics that are the ones that only that, like, from the neck down they're paralyzed?
I believe so.
I wonder about them sometimes because they can move their head and their face and stuff. And I sort of get it, but, like, it surprises me that they're able to operate a scooter. Like, sure, you blow in the straw and it goes forwards. You suck on the straw and it goes backwards. Yeah. But to steer the thing around a room?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're out of control.
Really? Yeah. That's why you shoot them in the head. Just stop it. Just cut it out. We don't need you. You're just, you'll be better off.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be better off. You won't. You'll be dead. But it's, you know, it's worth it in the long run. So, what's up with you?
Well, this week flew by pretty quick again. Not much in the way of anything other than work related bullshit.
Yeah.
I had this customer that tried to convert me. Once again, you know, this happens a lot. It's
try to convert you to what?
Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just, so here's what happened. It's the sweet, attractive, smoking hot, like mid-30s MILF, you know, comes up to me.
You have a MILF thing.
I don't know what it is.
You have a MILF thing. I was thinking, I'm going to let you finish your story, but I was listening to, was it the most recent episode or the one before that? Whatever episode it was where you were talking about the muscles that MILFs have, that, like, moms have. You were talking about these weird muscles in their sides. And I sort of nodded and said, okay.
What the fuck was I?
You don't remember?
I was.
We were talking about mom pants and how high up they go. And you were talking about women's hips and you were talking about MILFs and you were talking about those side muscles that are a little bit different. And I was nodding and saying yes and going along with it just for the sake of conversation. But even at the time, I did not know what you were talking about and I still don't.
I think I was just talking about the hips. Like, you know, some of the moms, the hips go up to, like, what looks like their rib cage. You know, the rounded hips with other moms, it doesn't. not that interesting at first.
Well, like, you kept saying those muscles.
Yeah, they're not.
You said it at least twice. Those muscles, you know, they just have those muscles that other women don't have, you know, like the young girls don't have. And maybe it's because they've had kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucks their hips up.
Yep.
Now they're all fucked up and bow legged.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on with your conversion story.
Yeah. She comes up to me and she asks, do you think these are good for you? And she's holding a can of vegetables.
Okay. And what kind of vegetables?
Mixed.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Fucking interracial.
But I'm like, oh no, I'm going to get converted here. I knew right away because she had this weird look. And I'm like, they're vegetables. And I go, well, if you want to get technical, I hear when you microwave or steam vegetables, you know, they lose a lot of the nutrients, you know. So we get talking about bullshit. And at some point, she was talking about my earrings and we were having a good old time. You know, she was flirty.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to leave and she picks up a can of peas and she looks at it and then she looks up at me. She goes, do you have peas? And I go, What are you talking about?
Do you have peas? Like, I go, you specifically? Like, hey, yeah. do you have peas?
Yeah, she's getting weird on me. I'm like, no.
But wait, let me.
Yeah, yeah, back up.
No. I'm guessing here.
Yeah.
Was she saying peas because it sounds like peace?
Yes.
Ha ha. You fucking tricky woman.
She just snuck it in there. Like, we were having a good time, Kyle.
Okay, so she said.
So she's like, do you have. And then she gets like the tone, you know, it's all serious. And that's when I really knew I'm in trouble. And
didn't you say she was flirty?
Yeah.
What did she do that was flirty? Because so far this all just sounds like a customer in a store.
No.
Do you think these are good for you? Now you stop hitting on me.
She was talking about my earrings and, you know, I was like, no, they're not that great. You know,
mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, the same shit I was talking to the black chicks about, you know. Like, as I get older, it just doesn't seem to fit, you know.
So she was complimenting your earrings. So she's one of those. She's like an ambassador. Like, they recruit a few that have more eccentric interests, more secular interests, so that they can merge and camouflage themselves among the secular society and convert them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's like, and we were talking about, like, if you ever don't want them, you know, just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I just wanted to get back to work. But she goes to leave, and I'm like, all right, okay. And she picks up the peas, and do you have peas? And I'm like, what? What do you? I actually said this. I go, I think I know what you're trying to ask me here, but you might need to explain yourself a little more. I'm sorry. Do you have peas? But she keeps putting this can like in my face.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
it's
no.
It's a visual aid.
I don't have peas.
It's a confusing visual aid.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, well, you do know there's only one way, right? And
to eat peas? We have frozen peas. There are at least two ways.
Yeah. And this was the first time I was confronted by a nut. And I wasn't like nervous. I wasn't angry. I didn't get the quivering voice. And I was like, I go, oh, I see what you're trying to say. I go, no, I don't have peace. No. And then we got to talking about how the only way I'll find peace, not peas.
The only way you should have just acted like you really didn't understand
that
she meant peace. The only way you'll find peas is through Jesus Christ. Why is Jesus hoarding all the peas?
That was her next line. Yeah. You'll find it through Jesus Christ. And she's like, I'll pray for you. And I'm like, thanks, you know. And she kind of got the hint like I was making fun of her. And I had to tell her, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to talk about this here. But everything, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. I'm not religious at all. She's like, really? Like,
oh, God. That's like,
oh, my. Inconceivable. What? You know, one of those looks.
You really opened a can of peas there,
mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Yep. But, I refused to get into it with her. And I told her, I said, I go, I have, you know, I can justify myself, but realistically, I'm stocking here. We're in a grocery store. This is not the place.
This
I'm sorry.
This is wildly inappropriate, miss.
Yeah. And I'm like, I kept telling her, I'm gonna let you get going, you know, because we were talking for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, you know, there's a difference between religion and spirituality, right?
Not when it involves Jesus.
And I that's when a coworker came up to me and asked me a question, and I kind of like pinched between my eyes, and I'm like, ugh. I go, I really got to get back to work. And that was it. That was it.
Okay.
But it was so disappointing. And the rest of the day, whenever you're confronted by somebody that kind of challenges your belief system,
mm-hmm.
and you, it's weird. You always end the conversation and you think for the rest of the day what you could have said. I should have said this. I should have said that. I should have said this. And it bugged me. God,
what should
it
ruined you have my said?
Fucking, I should have just ripped into her or fucked with her. I should have played with her. Like, I do. I'm not fucking with you. I believe in peas, not carrots. No. Not green beans. Peas. Yes. I love them. And just see where I could take it.
I might have fucked with her a little bit, pretending not to understand that she meant peace when she said peas.
Uh-huh.
You know, holding a can up in my face. There's only one way to find peas.
Mm-hmm.
But you just found peas. Like, I don't understand. And we have more peas in a different aisle.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But I wouldn't have ripped into her. I mean, at work.
I thought about flirting back. Like borderline, I could get fired, sexual harassment. Like, speaking of peas, you like peas? Well, I make peas. You want to come back to my place?
I make peas? Nobody makes peas.
I microwave peas. I have peas for dinner. You want to come back to my place?
I make peas. I happen to be very good at making peas.
Yeah, I have a garden.
I specialize in peas. I'm a chef.
Yeah.
I only do peas.
Mm-hmm. I make a mean pea soup. You want to come back to my place?
I have a pea-based dessert that you would just love.
I didn't know what to say, man.
I have sweet pea ice cream. Mm.
But there was this other customer that bumped into me like the next day, and she just stared at me. She was this big, fat, middle-aged, like mid-30s woman, and she had like blue hair and only one side was like upshaved.
So a lesbian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. But she was really flirty, and she's asking me about all these different types of tuna. And I'm
I'm lesbian. Yeah.
Like, it was in the tuna section. Yeah, of course. But she's really fucking weird. And I'm like, oh man, not another one. Like, is she going to convert me? But no.
Do you like the tuna that's packed in water or in oil?
Yeah.
Are these all dolphin safe? Because I really like dolphins.
Bad. And then we went to the section right next to the tuna with the anchovies and sardines and all that shit. Have you tried these? I'm kind of curious. Anyway, basically, she has blue hair. I have earrings. She thought we were best buddies, and we were talking about... She was talking about how much she gets stared at, and I was like, yeah, I get stared at too, yes. She's asking me, do you get stared at? And she's just like, that is so sad. Society, blah, 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 blah. And I wanted to fucking hate fuck that bitch.
She sounds like the kind of terrible person who doesn't realize that the reason nobody likes them is because they're terrible and not because they have fucked up hair.
It has nothing to do with your blue hair. Yeah.
Like, people might stare at you because of your retarded blue hair, but that's not why they hate you. They hate you because of this. What you're doing right now, this is what they hate.
What's funny is, this went on for like 5 minutes. Somebody came down the aisle that she knew, and she's like, oh, hey, Stacy. And Stacy like stopped and was like, oh shit. Like,
she didn't actually say oh shit.
No,
she, okay.
Her face clearly had it, like that she was thinking that. And this one girl with the blue hair is like, you know, talk, and she's like, like, she walks by and stops and like is like kind of listening, but goes, I have to take my kid to football practice, gotta go. And I'm like, oh man, even people she thinks are her friends don't give a shit. They want to get the fuck away from her.
Did she turn back to you and go, see, nobody understands us?
No. She's like, that's one of my good friends, you know, Shirley or whatever.
She's just busy right now. Yeah. You know, she's very busy. You know,
it's so sad that she couldn't, like, I could clearly see on this woman's face, this friend's face.
Mm-hmm.
She did not want to talk to her. She's like, oh no, I thought I burnt that bridge.
It must suck to be on the blue-haired girl's side of that, but it also sucks to be on the other girl's side of that, because I've been there. You know, I see somebody, they're not really a bad person. You know, I don't hate them, but God damn it, I don't want to talk to you ever. Yeah. I see them someplace, and that happens. You know, they're like, hey, and I got to stop. You know, I can't just keep, sometimes I do just keep walking, and I just wave, and I just hope for the best. But, you know, you kind of feel like you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to stop and say hi. And Jesus Christ, if they just don't stop.
I see you deleted me off your Facebook. It's cool. I know it was an accident.
Yeah, Facebook is
I added
buggy.
You again. Yeah.
You know, I haven't gotten any of your messages. I assume you've been sending them, but I haven't gotten any. Facebook is such a buggy site.
Yeah. One of those fucking shitheads. God.
Yeah.
There's so many of them. Goddamn. God. Oh, I don't know if you want to take a break soon, but before we get into anything else, I've been smoking this e-cigarette.
Yes.
I call it vaping. I don't smoke. I vape.
Don't do that.
But
don't do that.
But I had this idea. It just came to me. I could put any liquid in this fucking thing and smoke it.
Sure, if you want to die.
Yeah, but imagine this.
Clorox bleach.
I take the pants off Aldi.
Okay.
I'm stimulating her.
Uh-huh.
Enough to get some juices going. I don't know
sure.
if... Yeah, like enough juices. And I put it in this little vial thing that I screw into this battery.
Oh, God. Oh, stop.
And I smoke it.
Oh, that's... Oh, God. That is the most disgusting...
I'm smoking pussy juice, bitch!
Oh, Jesus.
I wonder how it would taste. Like how the throat hit would be.
Like atomized plasma is how it would taste. Ugh.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ, that's disgusting.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, and I'm not that easy to gross out. Like, yeah. You're usually the one who's like, oh, stop. I can't hear, but no, that's gross. That's fucking sick.
I know it is fucking sick.
Ugh.
I'm just like curious.
I'd sooner smoke the juice that anchovies are packed in.
Oh God. Ugh. She's not that bad. But anyway.
She's not that. If she's secreting enough for you to like fill up a vial and then smoke it in your e-cigarette,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's not normal. That's like
kind of dark in color.
That's like her vagina is a fucking old hound dog that's like just drooling all the time. Like that's not normal. That's not how vaginas are supposed to be.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not supposed to have an excess that just drips all over the floor. You're not supposed to be able to go in there and fill up an eyedropper.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mm.
Oh, God. Keep your girlfriend's vagina to yourself.
All right. But that's it for me this week.
Although,
yeah,
could smoke some of that amniotic fluid.
Oh, no.
You got to get up in there with a turkey baster or something to get at it. But
oh, my water broke. Hold on. Let me fill up this.
When the baby's born,
yeah,
grab the placenta, wring it out, smoke some of that.
Oh, God.
Placenta. It's supposed to be good for you if you eat it. I'm sure it's good if you smoke it.
I'll live forever.
Yeah, exactly. That's the key to eternal life. Just nobody's ever tried it, so nobody knows. That's the fountain of youth.
Yeah. Took all these years.
Oh, man. What if it's too potent, though? Like you smoke it too hard and you turn back into a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Now Aldi's got to take care of two babies.
Yeah.
You know, I think I saw an episode of Ninja Turtles like that once where they found the fountain of youth and every Shredder turned into a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoking my semen next. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That wouldn't work either. That's like all jelly-ish.
Yeah.
It'd like fry like an egg.
It might taste a little burnt.
Just get all gunked up.
Gross. Yeah. Mm. Moving on.
I guess we could take a break.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
And we're back.
We're back.
And welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, welcome.
Orion, you and I have talked before about our social anxiety, specifically when we go to like public places, like going to a bank,
yes,
or going to like the Secretary of State or the DMV.
Anything new, yeah.
Or sometimes on the phone, you got to call up like the cable company or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that where you're just not sure what to do. You mentioned on the last episode, I think, about going to the hospital when Aldi's finally ready to
Where do
hurt.
I go?
Yeah, I don't know what to do. It makes me anxious. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking... I was reading something somewhere about people with social anxiety and how they get together in these groups and they practice. Like they just, groups, they practice, they give speeches in front of each other and stuff, and they gauge each other's anxiety levels and it helps them figure it out. And then they go out into places and they make themselves do these things as practice.
Oh, man.
And I was thinking... Now, we don't need a group or anything. We have each other. We can practice.
Okay.
And so we could go through some like hypothetical scenarios.
All right.
And for example, like your cable goes out,
mm-hmm.
right? and you've checked the cable, you know, hooked to the TV, you know, to make sure a cat didn't knock it out or anything, that, that's fine. Cable's been out for a couple hours, you waited, and it's still out, so you got to call up the cable company. So you call up the cable company, and I'll be the cable company.
Okay.
Okay? So, what are you doing? No, you got to dial. Okay, and then I ring. Ring, ring. Hello, thank you for calling Bullshit Cable Company. For English, say one.
One.
I'm sorry. Did you say two?
No.
Let's try this another way. For English, say English.
English?
I'm sorry. Did you say Spanish?
No.
Okay, let's try this again. For English, say one.
One.
Okay. Are you having trouble with billing? Some other bullshit? Unicorns? Dinosaurs? Billing? Mexicans? Billing? Or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Are you a veterinarian? If so, say yes. If not, hang up now.
What the fuck is this?
Hold on while I transfer you to the next available super something phone guy. All of our operators are currently busy with, you know, some shit. Please stay on the line and we'll be with you in a moment.
Hello, sir. Thank you for calling Bullshit Cable Company. My name is Shaquanda. How may I help you today? I hope I may give you excellent service.
Shaquanda.
Could I get your account number, please?
I don't know my account number.
Okay. What's your name?
Orion.
Okay. Can I get your social security number?
Yes. Bullshit 3772933.
Okay. That's Ryan?
No, that's Orion, like the constellation.
Okay. It says here David.
Yes, that's my first name. I'm sorry. I go by Orion. You didn't ask for my first name. I'm
sir,
sorry.
Please don't lie to me, sir.
Okay.
All right.
My name's David. My name's David.
What can I help you with today, sir?
My cable went out. Thought it was just a fluke. Left it for a while. Checked the cords. And still out. Nothing.
Have you tried turning your TV on?
Yes.
Is it plugged in?
It is.
Okay. Let me see here. We're not showing any outages in your area, sir, so... I don't know, maybe...
Well, I checked all my cords. I'm pretty tech savvy. Checked everything. Even hooked it up to another TV. It's not the TV.
Hooked it up to another TV?
Yes.
Oh, sir, I'm going to have to transfer you to the other TV department. See, I only work in the TV department, and you need someone from the other TV department. So if you could just hold, please.
Yes, I'll hold.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sir, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I just forgot. I need to ask you, if you get a call in the next few days for a survey, I just need to ask you to just say that I did a really good job.
All right.
Because
yes.
That's, you know, that's how I get evaluated. And, you know, you seemed a little hostile a minute ago. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that I will kill you if you don't answer this survey right. Okay?
Okay, I'll
all right,
do that.
Please hold, sir.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Tyrell in the other TV department.
Thank
working
God.
For the goddamn cable company or some shit. What's your problem?
My service
can I get
is
your up. Account number, sir?
I don't know my account number.
Sir, I need your account number. Otherwise, I can't access your account.
Oh, I think I have a bill around here somewhere. Hold on. Jesus Christ.
Sir?
Yes.
You still there?
I'm still here. Just give me one second. All right. I can't find it. I'm sorry.
Sir, I can't help you if I can't have your account number, sir.
I can give you any information you need to access my...
Sir, I understand that, but I can't help you if you don't give me an account number.
You have my soch.
What's your phone number?
616-328-5581.
Okay, hold on. Sir, are you still there?
Still here.
I'm showing you owe $400.
What?
Yeah, it's a landscaping fee.
I just paid my bill last week.
No, because we had to mow the lawn when we laid the cable 20 years ago.
That doesn't make sense.
So there's a landscaping fee when you open a new account and you haven't paid that. So, you know, you should you never had service.
Is this a supervisor I'm speaking with?
Sir?
Yes.
I'm telling you what a supervisor would tell you, sir.
I need to speak with the supervisor.
No. You need to pay this $400 landscaping fee. That's why you don't have service. That's why you've never had service.
All right. Can you transfer me to somebody else that might
There's
be able
nobody
to help
else, sir.
There's nobody else.
There's nobody else. I am the only man who works here.
Can I talk to Shaquanda again?
Who is Shaquanda?
Shaniqua, whatever.
Who is Shaniqua?
I don't know. I get you
people
mixed up.
I am the only person who works for the cable company. There is no one else I could transfer you to.
All right. How much was it again?
$400.
All right.
$500.
$500.
Yeah, it's late.
I think I have that.
It's a late fee.
I don't have it, but I can pay some of it now.
Sir, we don't offer a payment plan, sir.
All right, I'll pay it. You need my account number?
Yes.
My credit card account number?
Yes.
Okay. It's 514-170-001 bullshit 02.
Okay, sir, there's a credit card fee. It's another $400.
Oh, this is some bullshit.
Could you pay in cash, sir?
No, I cannot pay in cash. I don't have any cash.
I could come pick it up.
All right. I'll run to the ATM and you come pick it up.
Okay.
How long is that going to take?
I say 20 minutes, but I'm on black people time, so it's like 45.
All right. That's enough time. I'll have the cat.
I can't meet you at your place.
Oh.
Meet me out back to Burger King.
Which, there's two Burger Kings.
Sir, meet me out back to Burger King.
Okay. I think I know which Burger King, the ghetto one. All right.
Okay. All right. What do you mean ghetto one?
You know, it's just the ghetto one, you know.
What makes you think I want to go to the ghetto Burger King?
Well, you strike me as a little ghetto, like you love ghetto fun time.
Sir,
cool
I am Asian.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
I am in Asia. I am in China right now, sir. I meet you at the China Burger King. I thought you knew that.
Oh, is that the one with the turtle whoppers? I don't know.
Sir, that is racist.
Yes, I know.
I don't think we can serve you. I don't think we can help you today, sir.
I don't think you can. You guys slap turtles around. Not cool.
That
make them into burgers.
No. No.
All right. You don't slap turtles. I'm sorry.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
And scene.
Scene.
Okay. So what did we learn? Are you more comfortable in that kind of situation now?
No.
No? That's kind of how my AT&T calls went.
Yeah.
Back when I was still trying to figure all that out.
What a load of shit.
Yeah. Oh. So that was fun, right?
Yeah.
Probably not. That was an idea I had, and I'm not so sure it went well. But
yeah, I love the music.
That's the whole music.
When you were at a call center or at the directions and research and you called people for surveys, did you ever put them on hold?
No.
Okay.
No. We didn't even have a way to do it.
I'm curious if you put somebody on hold and the other person on the line's like, man, this is some bullshit. I'm on fucking hold forever. Is that recorded or?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I could say hold on and hit the mute button and mute my microphone, but I couldn't actually put anybody on hold.
Ah, damn.
I couldn't transfer calls or anything either. But that was different, like, because where I worked, I was making outgoing calls.
Yeah.
And I was
performing surveys. It wasn't really the same thing.
Because I'm always curious. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Like, man, what a bitch. Oh, hi. You know, you're back.
I as much as I talk to myself when I'm alone, I don't talk to myself during the hold music much. So
yeah,
not a problem for me. So now that we've done that, do you want to do some Facebooks and Twitters?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Twitter first, because there's only one. It was Gavin, and he says, if Kyle and Orion had to battle to the death, who would win?
Probably.
I really don't know. I really don't know.
I think Kyle would, and here's why.
Okay.
I'm just the nice guy. Kyle would, like, cut me on my leg with, a sword and be like, this is it, motherfucker. One, you know, you or me. And I would just start laughing because I'm like, really? This is, no, Kyle, no, ow! You just cut my stomach open, god damn it. And you would get me because I'd be laughing and I wouldn't take it as serious as you probably would.
Sort of one of the things, not me taking it more seriously, but I sort of thought that maybe you'd be the nicer guy and have a harder time doing it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the only way I would do this at all is if we had to battle to the death. Yeah. For some reason, it had to happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, I don't think my mentality would be much different than yours. You know, like, if you and I got mad at each other, I don't think I'd be quicker to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, I'd feel just as bad about it, I think. So I don't know if that really works.
Yeah.
I think you're in better shape than me. So I think maybe you would win.
Maybe. It depends on what weapons we find.
Do we have to use weapons? I mean, that's not specified. Can we use weapons? I don't know.
If it's to the death, then I would probably
I could kill a man with my bare hands.
All right, you guys have to wrestle to the death. No clothes. Oh, fuck.
Well, you punch a guy enough in the head.
Yeah.
He dies. You cram his nose bones up into his brain.
Yep.
Or hit him real good at the base of the spine.
Mm-hmm. Twist his neck. Just pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's a lot more difficult than it looks in the movies. Yeah. They make it look like, you know, twisting off. They make it look easier than twisting a bottle cap off. But
one-handed.
Yeah.
Dead. Moving on.
Even with muscles like Arnold Schwarzenegger used to have, I still can't imagine it's that easy. Yeah. Just, and it's done.
Steven Seagal just reaching out, ripping the throats out.
Steven Seagal. How did Steven Seagal ever get popular as an action star?
Because
it's way more ridiculous now, because now he's extra pudgy and he just looks ridiculous. But even back in the day, like in his prime, he was never really believable as an action star. He was always just this weird stone-faced sort of doughy guy.
Yep. Monotone. I'm the chef. I'm Steven Seagal. I'm the chef on this train and I'm going to kill you all, you bastards.
Like, yeah, very monotone and low and soft-spoken. Like, his whole shtick, kind of, was that he was like this soft, gentle guy because he really understands martial arts. They're not about fighting.
Yep.
Never mind the fact that it's all about fighting. They're not about fighting. They're about finding your center and finding inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you only fight if you absolutely have to. Fuck you, Steven Seagal. Fuck you. I only fight because there's a nuclear missile on this train that nobody knows about, and it's going to crash into Mount Rushmore or whatever the fuck's going on in a Steven Seagal movie. I don't know. What a horrible man.
Yeah.
And then I think he became a deputy sheriff or something for some reality show. I've never seen it, but it's got to be amazing.
Oh, man.
Okay, so on to the Facebook, I guess, because I don't really know who would kill each other.
Yeah.
Gavin says, it's my birthday tomorrow. Where's my present, asshole? He didn't throw a comma in there, so it's like, where's my present, asshole?
Yeah.
Probably on your rear end, Gavin.
My stupid brain was playing with that as well. I was like,
really?
Where's my present, asshole? Like, my present, not the future, not the past.
Right.
Where's my present, asshole? It's in the past, Gavin, and you have to go and get it.
You have a time-traveling asshole.
Yes, he does.
That explains why you don't know where it is.
Yep.
Then Miss Nick says Miss Nick likes that it's Gavin's birthday tomorrow. Miss Nick also likes burritos. Miss Nick she's talking about herself in the third person a lot. Miss Nick is getting soft shell tacos today. Do you guys prefer soft shell or hard shell tacos yourselves? Not an interesting question, but I'm hungry, damn it.
I can't believe you read that.
Why?
It's fucking stupid.
That's not very nice. I prefer hard shell tacos.
But
they're not nearly as practical, so it kind of sucks. Man. Like, every time I get a hard shell taco, it breaks in the middle on like the spine of the taco. If the taco was a book, it breaks along there and everything falls out. But I prefer them because I like the crunchy shell. They need to make stronger tacos. They need to make artificially intelligent tacos so that they can alter their own density so that it's really strong when I'm not trying to eat it, but then it selectively in certain regions, like it sort of deteriorates or something, it becomes less strong.
Yeah.
And then, because it senses a bite is about to happen. And then I can bite through that part, and then I ingest all these nanobots or whatever it is, and then they take over my body. They decide that they don't need me to be autonomous anymore. They take over all my systems and start multiplying and causing my cells to multiply. They take over my motor functions, and eventually I spread out like a big goo, and I'm just trapped inside my own mind, and I'm taking over the world.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is why soft shell tacos are better.
I'm not even sure I want you to finish that sentence.
and you can fill more. I've made tacos.
They won't turn you into a big goo. And
yes.
And they can hold more.
No nanobots. And they hold a little more. Delicious.
Oh, don't make that sound. We make enough of those horrible mouth sounds
on
accident. We don't need to make them on purpose. Kathleen Thomas says, here's a question. What's your problem? You're my problem, jerk.
What a jerk.
And then she says, winky face.
Forgiven.
That doesn't make up for it. No, you're a horrible, horrible person.
Okay.
And nobody likes you. And then some guy whose name I'm not going to try to pronounce. I know who it is, but I-A-I-N. That's like what you wanted to name your kid.
Yeah, Ian. Ian.
Ian. Ian. There's an extra I in there that throws me off. Have you guys ever tried to brew your own beer? Shit sucks.
No, I haven't.
I haven't either, but I have tried someone's homebrewed beer, and it did suck. But I'm the wrong person to ask about
Kyle
that.
Kyle doesn't like beer to begin with.
To me, anything other than like light, you know, Miller Lights or
water,
whatever, you know, generic beer you buy off the shelf, no specialty brews or, you know, the shit that faggots like.
Oh, man.
None of that stuff. You know, Paul and you faggots, you both like faggot shit.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I don't like any of that stuff. This one tastes more like ass. That's why I think you're faggots, because it tastes more like ass. Then that same guy says, missed a question mark there, but whatevs. I didn't need to read that, but I just did. Then Paul says, it's my birthday Wednesday. Are Gavin and I birthday neighbors? No. I mean, it's not next door birthday neighbors, but we're like on the same block or something. No. Anyways, I'm seeing Josh Blue tonight. He's a funny fella. Who are some of your favorite stand-up acts?
Ooh.
Josh Blue, for anybody who doesn't know, is a cripple comic.
He's got cerebral palsy.
Yeah. And,
but it's great.
Most of his jokes are about being a cripple comic,
which is
awesome. Cool because he's able to laugh about it, but it gets old after a while because, you are a cripple. Good job.
He always finds clever ways to make fun of himself.
It's okay.
I like Josh Blue.
I found him funny the first time.
Oh, the first time.
Who are my favorite stand-up acts? I like Louis C.K. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really a stand-up, but I like Ricky Gervais. He's done stand-up, and I've liked his stand-up. Not really a big Chris Rock guy because he's black.
Never scared, man. That is the best.
I listened to a slightly older or maybe a lot older episode. I don't remember which episode it was.
Yeah.
But I was saying something about women liking really derogatory music and not caring about the lyrics. And you were like, this was on Chris Rock's Never Scared.
Yep,
and I've never seen it and didn't know that at the time. I still have never seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, it's so good.
Other comics. There are others I like. I just can't think of
them
right now.
There's a shit ton, and they all have names you can't really remember.
I liked Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think I found out about him until he was already dead, so.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Whoops-a-daisy. Whoops. Yeah.
Oh, Louis C.K. is my favorite right now. Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, Louis's my favorite right now.
Yeah.
But
I love that guy because he likes to talk about his kids a lot.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with them, like how retarded they are. They want to play hide and seek or play, hey, guess what I'm thinking? And he just rips into them. And he calls his daughter retarded. And just nothing but respect for the brother.
I like Bill Burr. Bill Burr's funny.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons so that many. I'm just not thinking of.
There's a lot that suck, but yeah.
And then my mommy came by and she said, here's a couple of topics for you. And then she posted up a couple of links. One is about breast milk and one is about a cop. Actually, they're both about cops, but there's a video with the other one, so I'm going to play that.
All right.
The story exploded after the stranger posted this photo on its website showing...
Just because you can't see it. The picture is the back of a police car with a rifle, an assault rifle, just sitting on the trunk, like on top of it, on the outside of the car.
An assault weapon on the back of a Seattle police cruiser.
Oh, never mind. They explained it for me.
With no one around. It was taken by someone just passing by.
That looks bad, and the department's not going to like seeing that, I'm sure.
Perhaps the understatement of the day is the department said there is simply no excuse for the weapon to have been left unattended on the car.
Look, this is a rifle left on the back of a trunk. It's a careless act. We're very embarrassed. People should expect more.
As for just how the rifle came to be left on the car, police just aren't saying.
It's a very fair question, and it's something that we're identifying now. I'm just not at liberty to tell you what I know.
But King 5 News has learned from sources what likely happened. One officer was loading or unloading the car in a secured area of the West Precinct, placed the rifle on the trunk of a squad car next to it, and walked away. A second officer got in that car and drove to the Roosevelt Hotel. She parked the car, still unaware the rifle was on top of the truck. Witnesses saw her at the nearby Starbucks.
Okay, I don't even know if I need to play the rest of this, but how awful. Like, you know, people occasionally will like leave a coffee cup on top of their car or something. Yeah. And you feel like the world's biggest jackass afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be so much worse. Fucking assault rifle left on the back of the car. Not only did you forget, like, you shouldn't forget where you left an assault rifle ever. But not only did you forget... The next person, the person who's driving that car, didn't notice it was there, drove somewhere, and if I remember correctly, because it hasn't said so yet in the video, they get back in the car later and drive away again with the assault rifles just sitting there, and somebody was like trying to flag him down, like, yeah, there's a gun, and they're just like, what? Bleh, fuck you, I'm getting out of here.
There's nothing wrong with this, in my opinion.
Really?
If you park in a white neighborhood,
nothing
wrong. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Hey, there aren't a lot of blacks around. I figured it's not a big deal. Who needs to lock
up? Even if they picked it up, you know, it'd be fine. You know, little cracker just picking it up, looking at, ooh, that's a nice
rifle. I don't know,
man.
Like, I think I have a fair amount of sense and self-control.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that your car broke down and we were both sitting in the back of a police car, just, you know, waiting for a tow truck to show up, and the police just happened to show up and let us sit in their car to wait.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shotgun there. And a part of me wanted to grab it.
Same here. Yeah.
And so if there was an assault rifle just sitting on the back of a car, I'm sure there's somebody who would have the same urge and not have the little voice in their head that says, yeah, but that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't think it would necessarily have to be a black person.
Yeah.
It could be an Arab, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. Orion just looked at me like,
I'm sorry.
You
it is funny that the guy fucked up, put it on another car, but then the woman driver cop, ooh, didn't see it. What the fuck?
Well,
women should not be police officers.
Really? It is on the back of the car. I mean, but maybe do they all back into their parking spaces? I would think you'd have to walk by it, but who the fuck knows? My mom's other link, I just kind of don't care about talking about.
Okay.
It involves breast milk. And there's another thing involving breast milk that I did want to talk about a little bit. And it's called the milk truck.
Oh.
My name is Jill Miller, and I'm the milk truck. The milk truck is a mobile breastfeeding unit that enables women to feed their babies anywhere at any time. Here's an example of how it works.
Sounds kind of okay so far. I mean, it sounds weird.
It
a
is,
truck for feeding, for breastfeeding in, but whatever. They made the restaurant manager look like an evil bitch. And the woman breastfeeding her baby has this really sad look on her face.
She simply wants to feed her baby in the same space where she is eating her food.
Okay, how long does it take to breastfeed a baby?
I don't know, a few minutes?
I can't imagine. It's not like an hour, is it?
No.
Like, you don't have to. If you need to get up and breastfeed your baby in the bathroom, that doesn't mean you need to take your plate with you.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't breastfeed at the table, that doesn't mean you can't eat at the table. And it's a silly thing to say that that's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one thing you're not getting from this description is that the milk truck is like an ice cream truck with a giant boob on top.
Oh my God.
Okay. No. No. They're okay. Okay, she's begging for money to make the milk truck. That's what that last bit was.
Oh my God.
This is an artist, Jill Miller. She's a performance artist.
Of course, this
is a real thing she wants to do, but it's a piece of performance art. Mm. It's not, I mean, it is a service, but it's not like she wants to open a chain of these.
Okay.
And this is like she wants to make a truck with a boob on top and then do this. I think she's overestimating the capacity for shame on the part of the restaurant manager in this case. If I owned or managed a restaurant and I kicked you out for breastfeeding at the table, which first of all is not what they do. They don't say, get the fuck out.
They would at my restaurant.
They would say, hey, could you do that in the bathroom? Or maybe they would offer you another place to do it. Just could you not do that right here? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't say, get the fuck out. Yeah. But even if they did, if I said, get the fuck out, that's not allowed here, get the fuck out. I would not then get flustered and feel like an ass when a truck with a boob on top pulls up.
Yeah.
I feel like now you look like an even bigger weirdo out there with the boob truck feeding your baby. We've been over this before, but I think I want to take an even stronger stance on this subject. Fuck breastfeeding mothers. Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them. They're assholes.
Yeah.
Like, look, it's not that big a deal to me, really. You know, if I'm sitting in a restaurant and some woman starts breastfeeding her kid at another table and I notice it, I don't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of skeeves me out a little bit. But you know, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to get up or ask for a manager. You know, I'm not going to try to get you kicked out. I won't say anything. It won't affect me coming back to that restaurant. But I don't really like it.
Yeah.
And the main issue to me, like, these breastfeeding mothers are crazy. They won't listen to anything. Like, you can argue that, yeah, you should be allowed to do this. And I can even accept that argument, you know? That does kind of make sense to me. They're like, it's perfectly natural. Yeah. And why shouldn't I be able to do it wherever it needs to be done? I have two things to say to that, really. One is, stop bringing your baby places.
Yeah.
just stop it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my fault that you have this baby. If you can't not whip your breast out every 10 minutes, then don't go places where it's not okay to rip your breast out every 10 minutes. But the other thing is, yes, it's perfectly natural. Okay. But there are tons of things that are perfectly natural to do that you don't do just out in the middle of everything. You don't do it in a park. You don't do it at the dining table. One that people often bring up is taking a shit, and then the breastfeeding mothers get all crazy because they think you're equating them breastfeeding their kid with taking a shit. And so now they think you're saying that breastfeeding a baby is the same as taking a shit, which in a way it kind of is. They both involve bodily secretions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit worse because now there's a little person. Now you're feeding it to a child.
Yeah.
But I understand that. But there are all kinds of other perfectly normal things that we don't do. Like, for one, just being naked. Like, they're like, what's the big deal? It's just a boob. Well, sure. What's the big deal? It's just a dick and balls. You wouldn't be happy if I unzipped and flopped it out at the table. You wouldn't like that. Even if it's under the table, like, you wouldn't like it.
There's a dick under the table.
It's
Hey, it's perfectly fine. Yeah. You know, it's perfectly natural. I could jerk off at the table. Oh, it's perfectly natural. Yeah, but you don't do that here. Well, why not?
Yeah.
It's perfectly natural. And you could maybe claim that because I'm jerking off, I could get some semen somewhere that it doesn't belong, and that could be a health code violation. But yeah. you are secreting shit all over the place.
Milk everywhere.
Theoretically, it's all going in the baby's mouth, but it might not all get in the baby's mouth.
Yeah.
And if I'm responsible with my jerking off, it's not going to get in any of the food, you know, or anything else. I mean, I think jerking off and then getting semen everywhere would be the same as you like whipping your tit out and like shooting it like a squirt gun at stuff.
Yeah.
You know, neither one of us is going to do that. So if you're not okay with me being naked at the table, then it's not crazy for me to not be okay with you whipping a tit out and shoving it in a baby's mouth at a table.
Yes.
And I don't understand how they miss that.
Yeah.
How they don't see that point. My baby has every right to eat at this table as I do. No, he doesn't. Your baby is a little tiny piece of shit that has no rights. Your baby is a piece of shit. it is incapable of doing anything worthwhile. The only thing it's capable of right now is crying, which nobody wants to hear.
Yep.
Sleeping, pooping, which nobody, all of these things are unpleasant except for the sleeping. Crying, pooping, and sucking on your tits, which you might like, but other people are either indifferent or they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So your baby's a piece of shit. Take it home, kill it, and stop. just cut it out.
Say this was real and became like a thing. Like, I have two problems with this. Say realistically, the manager came over and said, hey, can you do that somewhere else?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to tweet, you know, the milk truck.
Right.
Okay. So she just gets up and walks outside, gets in this truck, like, they're going to be like, whoa, whoa, she didn't fucking pay. Stop that bitch.
Oh.
That's a problem.
Well, apparently there's an awning on the side, like a little, like a overhang thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when the milk truck shows up, they bust out a couple chairs, stick that under there, and you sit outside the truck and breastfeed your baby.
I see.
So I guess they'd see that.
Yeah.
But even so, and I guess this is mostly if you've been kicked out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just being told to do it someplace else, like in the bathroom, is not the same as being kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger issue to me is that by the time the milk truck gets there and you go out under the milk truck and breastfeed your baby, you could have found some other place to do it.
Yeah.
You could have been done and enjoying the rest of your meal by now.
Mm-hmm.
But no, mm-hmm. you had to make a point, a really stupid point that nobody's going to get. They're just going to think you're a bunch of weird ladies with your tits out under a tit truck.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to go, oh my God, you just pointed out all my hypocrisy. You know, it's not making a statement.
Yeah.
It's just a weird looking truck with some weird ladies underneath it.
Mm-hmm. My other issue was the tweeting of it.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck would do that? Like,
you don't call them up like a taxi company. You tweet it for the whole world to see.
The whole world.
Somebody doesn't want to see my tits.
Bastard.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes, there's going to be a tit whipped out. Everybody come and see.
This restaurant won't let me feed my baby. Hashtag lactating bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
It's just stupid.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause if that was on, if I saw that on Facebook, I would have to, I'd have to drive to that location and just film it and point and laugh. Oh
yeah. Another thing about this, it's got a giant tit on top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, supposedly her plan is to actually build this. They're going to buy an ice cream truck and outfit it with a giant tit.
Mm-hmm.
As much as breastfeeding is a semi-protected activity,
mm-hmm.
I don't think having a giant tit on the top of a truck in public is.
Yeah.
I think that alone could get you in trouble, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
God damn.
You've got a whole new problem here.
Yeah.
Like, you were in there being told, like, could you go in the bathroom
and
do
that? Nobody wants to see your tit.
Now you are outside with a bunch of women getting arrested for driving a giant tit around town.
Oh, can you imagine making like a truck with a giant dick on it? And say I'm eating a meal and I really just want to go beat it.
Yeah.
But instead of going out and they whip out some chairs and I sit under, you know, an awning, I go in the truck, mm-hmm. you know, there's no windows and I just do my thing and I come back to my dinner.
Right.
Just really wanted to, you know, beat one out.
The sperm truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jerking off thing, I think, is a really good example. Or just being naked.
Mm-hmm.
Just being naked is, and if your argument is that just being naked should be okay,
mm-hmm.
well then fine. I mean, I can't really argue against that. It isn't okay, but only because we said it isn't okay.
Yeah.
And if your argument really is that it should be okay because it should all be okay, it's perfectly natural, there's no reason for us not to be naked all the time, well then okay, I can't really argue with that. But if your argument is that you should be able to whip your tit out and feed your baby in public, but otherwise tits should stay in their shirts and dicks should stay in their pants, mm-hmm. then you're just being weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think that's, you know, I hate women.
Yeah.
Mothers.
Pregnant women. Yeah. Mothers, yes.
Oh, man.
That term, I'm a mother.
I wonder if Aldi's going to turn into a lactating bitch.
God, I hope not.
Jeez. Has she talked about breastfeeding? Does she seem excited for it? Some of these women seem excited for it.
She hopes she can do it. And then if she can't, she'll get some formula. She's not excited. Like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I have no problem. I'm not like saying don't breastfeed. Just, it's just weird how they seem kind of entitled about
it. Yeah. Yes,
like, they I should
do.
Be able to do this wherever I want. No, you shouldn't. Sorry. Meh. Anyway, speaking of lactating bitches, do you remember Nadia Suleiman? The Octomom?
Yes, yes.
She, in an interview with In Touch magazine, Nadia Suleiman, I'm still not sure how that's pronounced, reportedly makes some strong remarks about children, including her own. She said, I hate babies, they disgust me. She went on to say, my older six are animals getting more and more out of control because I have no time to properly discipline them. She told the magazine that the only way she can cope is to lock herself in a bathroom and cry.
Jesus.
Sometimes I sit there for hours and even eat my lunch sitting on the toilet floor. Anything to get peace and quiet, she said.
Sounds like a good time.
She admits that her bank account is overdrawn by $300 and she has no money to pay for her children's school, food, or mortgage. Some days I have thought about killing myself and I cannot cope. Obviously, I love them, but I absolutely wish I had not had them.
Man.
That's really funny and kind of refreshing because of how crazy she was when the whole thing started. Like, she wasn't supposed to have eight kids. She was just crazy and wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
And then she was getting fertility treatments. And when she ended up with eight, she was like, oh, this is awesome. Now I'm going to have eight kids.
Eight little miracles.
Mm-hmm. And now that she's had them, they've... they've knocked some sense into her. Yep. So it's kind of nice to hear. A little Octomom update. I haven't heard anything about her in a while.
Yeah.
I guess moving right along. Man is charged with sexually assaulting unconscious woman on sidewalk.
Ooh.
This is right up your alley.
Yeah.
Prosecutors have accused a 48-year-old man of sexually assaulting an unconscious woman on a sidewalk in broad daylight Wednesday and later telling police, I thought that lady was dead.
Oh my God.
Jackson County prosecutors charged Melvin L. Jackson of Kansas City.
Oh, Melvin.
Melvin, with a felony count of sexual assault in connection with the 11:30 a.m. attack in the 3400 block of Troost Avenue. The victim told police she felt lightheaded while walking, so she found a shady area and sat down. She later lost consciousness and awoke to a witness yelling, "Help her! Get up off of her!" The victim said she didn't remember being assaulted, which is nice, but she noticed her underwear had been removed. A witness flagged down a nearby police car, and an officer arrested Jackson, who was waiting down the street with his pants unzipped.
It wasn't me.
According to court records.
Brother.
When the officer asked Jackson about his pants, Jackson allegedly said he touched a lady's leg, and I thought that lady was dead. The witness told police she saw Jackson having sexual intercourse with the victim, who was in the fetal position, after another witness brought the assault to her attention, according to court records. But when police tried to interview Jackson, he allegedly blurted, "Did that lady say I did something to her?" He later said, "I have the right to remain silent," according to court records. I like that he thought thinking she was dead was a defense.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of get it in a sense, you know, like I do think that fucking a corpse is kind of a victimless crime.
Mm-hmm.
even so, a corpse on the street, just because it's a victimless crime doesn't mean it's a good idea and doesn't mean that everybody else is going to go, oh, you thought she was dead. Oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it. Like, what a
mistake. He thought she was dead.
I can only imagine he is telling the truth. Because could you imagine like how crazy and stupid you would have to be to make that up as an excuse?
That's true.
For raping an unconscious woman?
He really believes this.
Oh, I know the law. I know the system.
Oh, man. I just got caught.
Done it before. Got away with it.
Raping an unconscious woman. How am I going to get out of this one? No, nigga. I thought she was dead.
That is kind of genius. What else would you say?
All right, then. I wonder is the sentencing lighter for necrophilia? Is there an attempted necrophilia charge? What do you call actual sex with a dead body? Because it's not necrophilia. Necrophilia is the philia, the paraphilia.
Yeah.
What do you call actual sex with a dead body?
I don't know.
Necrological intercourse?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I call it gross. And I call you a dummy. Melvin. That's what we should call it, is Melvining. He totally Melvined that bitch.
I hereby pronounce all raping of thought of dead women on the sidewalks as Melvining.
Nah, I mean fucking dead women.
No, actually fucking
or
dead
Or dead
women.
Bodies in general. Yeah, like, do you hear about that guy that got caught in a graveyard Melvining?
Oh, no!
Do you hear about that Undertaker? Apparently he's been Melvining for decades.
That Jerry, he was a weird one. Oh, man.
Yeah, Melvining.
I see nothing wrong with this, Kyle. I really don't.
If you see nothing wrong with Melvining?
It was in a black neighborhood.
Well, it was a black guy.
Yeah, so.
So,
nothing
Melvin.
Wrong with that.
Yeah.
Bitches always want it in the ghetto.
In the ghetto? Is that a euphemism for the ass?
Yeah.
We're just coining all kinds of terms today. Melvining, the ghetto.
Yeah.
Add this stuff to Urban Dictionary for me, listeners. None of these are really sticking. I think part of it is because it's so fucking hot and humid today. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think I have a harder time thinking.
When it's hot and humid.
Yeah, it's like all I can think about is how sticky I am. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of given me a bit of a headache too, which just makes it worse.
I'm very wet right now.
I bet you are.
I'm leaking.
Imagine how Aldi is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was leaking today.
Oh,
she went home from work.
She went home from work.
Let
she was
me
leaking.
Tell you how that stuff looks and smells.
Oh, God. Like water breaking kind of leaking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you take her to have a baby?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. She called the doctor and they checked her out. She was fine. It's normal.
Was she peeing? Because I've heard that can happen because the baby shifts and it pushes on the bladder. She was probably peeing herself.
They were testing it. I don't know. All's good. Yeah, but
she was peeing.
She's trying to tell people about it, and they're like, "Whoa, don't want to hear."
So Aldi peed herself today, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Speaking of babies, I guess because we're speaking of Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
A South suburban woman is accused of killing her 3-month-old baby and then carrying him around in a baby Bjorn carrier while she went shopping.
Oh my God.
Prosecutors allege Toriana Smith, 20, beat and suffocated Ken Blackman Jr. Wednesday night because he wouldn't stop crying. That's interesting to me that they have different names, different last names.
Yeah.
The mom and the kid, because it doesn't usually happen that way. Like if the parents are together, the
isn't
kid...
Isn't that how it has to be? The kid has to have the last name of the mom, right?
Well, usually if the parents...
I mean, if she's single.
If the parents are together, the kid will get the dad's last name, but...
Yeah,
maybe she's a professional, and so she kept her last name because of all of her business contacts.
Yeah, probably.
But then she beat and killed her little baby son because he wouldn't stop crying. She'd been drinking vodka with friends at a Harvey home, Harvey, I guess, being the location, and then spent the night with the baby in a guest room. Prosecutors said Thursday morning, Smith dressed the dead baby, avoided the boy's father when he came to pick him up, put the boy in the carrier, and went shopping.
Oh man.
After shopping, she then went to the home of a neighbor who suspected the baby was not breathing and saw blood on the blanket.
Why would you go to the neighbor's house?
What were you thinking? Like, it's bad enough to take a dead baby out shopping.
Yeah.
But like, how fucking out of your mind do you have to be to then go like hang out at the neighbor's house? Like, did you forget? Like, maybe you walk around with a dead baby all day. Maybe you get used to it and you forget. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Busted.
Could we just pretend I didn't do this? I'm just having a really off day. You know, I killed my son last night and now I forgot I was wearing him. Cook County Judge Darren Bowden ordered Smith 20, held on $1 million bond Monday. $1 million bond. Wow. She's charged with first degree murder.
Oh, my theory is she was resentful, like so resentful, so sorry that she did it. She was caring for it. I don't know. Because you look at like deadbeat dads that beat their kids, they beat their kids, and then they go back and say, man, I'm really sorry. I'm going through a rough time. Oh, I'm just so stressed out. And me personally, I've like beaten the shit out of a cat. Not like real bad, but I've had to beat a cat.
Thrown it through a window.
Yeah. And then, and then immediately I'm like, God, what the fuck am I doing? You know, and I go and try to pet the cat, you know.
I think she deserves a medal. The world needs less. I think what happened was this. She took the baby out in public several times, kept getting shit for it because the baby wouldn't stop screaming, shitting its pants, stinking up the joint.
Yeah.
She'd try to breastfeed it and she'd have to go to the bathroom because she's not a dick. And so she'd take the baby to the bathroom to do it. But she just got fed up with the fucking baby. So she's like, you know what? A dead baby is better than a live baby because a dead baby will keep its mouth shut. It won't shit itself. Well, it might shit itself right away because the bowels loosen up and whatever. Yeah. But then once I clean that up, it won't shit itself again. I don't have to feed it.
Yep.
Dead baby, better than a live baby.
The last time I went to the supermarket, everybody was like, look at that horrible mother. But now it's all quiet. They're like, man, look at that good mother. She's so good at mothering.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. I think that's what she was thinking. That's why she immediately went to the store and then went to hang out with a friend. Because those are the things she couldn't do with the live baby.
Yep.
Because everybody get pissed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, and I think she deserves a medal.
I agree.
Okay. Where are we at now? You want to quit? I have other articles and things I could go to, but they're not really working out so well tonight.
You can quit if you want.
Yeah, it's longer than the last one, I think.
That's good.
Yeah, so, okay, everybody. Been good times. As always, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com,
or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Check us out in the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. That thing I did when I fixed up the forum, you know, like I updated it and everything, got rid of all the spam accounts, seems to be working. There are no new spam accounts yet.
Good.
Fuckers. Check that out. It's good times. April, that we mentioned last week, popped in again.
Yeah.
Made a new post.
I didn't know she was listening.
I didn't either. I shouldn't have said all those horrible things I said about her. I didn't really say horrible things.
You just talked about her loving the Brits.
Yeah. Well,
anything
being
British.
Being an Anglophile.
Anglophile, yeah.
And terrible.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
No. What else? Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/itchhat and Twitter.com/itchhat. Those are good places to ask us questions, see when the episodes are coming out, yada, yada, yada. Leave us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Did I catch you off guard there?
Yes, you did. It's okay.
And of course you can donate, and celebrate our Independence Day, even though most of you are British.
Yes.
Because honestly, when's your Independence Day? Nobody even fucking knows. Were you ever dependent? I don't know. And I don't give a shit.
Doubt it.
Celebrate ours because ours is cooler.
Awesome.
And that's it.
That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you again next week.